But today, I see all these programs with all these entrepreneurial programs and folks having training, you know, and I got this space and it is wonderful. And like, hell, all that's wonderful. What is happening with access to opportunity? What are you doing? Are you helping folks to meet and gain access to those networks where they can have business opportunities? It needs to be targeted. Let's structure this in such a way that we're talking about, if you got these people in these spaces, let's make sure we do that, but of equal importance, let's make sure they have access to affordable credit so they can grow their businesses to scale if you want to make some change. If people want to stay small, then fine. But if they want to grow and be out here and be competitive, let's be clear about that. Because I can say to some folks that they get into technology and they want to say, well, I want to get this contract with X company. You're not manufacturing a thing. So then do you need to have a relationship with the manufacturer? And what is that going to mean? So can I get you hooked up with the manufacturer? Who can do that? Or if you want to do business over here, like I said, with one of these major corporations that's going to pay you every 3 months, who's going to be sensitive enough to that to afford you a line of credit? So still, we got to have the C-suite folks that understand the fact that even if you are wealthy or have financial resources, the quality of your life and the quality of life in this nation is still going to be tied to that of others. Because it's going to cost you more. The negative social consequences of economic isolation will cost you more than investing in the right ways on the front end.